President Trump may be traveling overseas, but nevertheless, he releases today a $4.1 trillion budget for 2018. The proposed budget, and remember, it is just a proposed budget so far, includes hikes for the military, cuts to foreign aid, but perhaps most significantly, massive cuts to domestic spending. That is not what he promised voters on the campaign trail.
Save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cuts. Have to do it. Get rid of the fraud, get rid of the waste and abuse, but save it.
That is then-candidate Trump in June of 2015. In the proposed budget out today, we expect entitlements to take a $1.7 trillion hit over the next 10 years. To get there, cuts would be made to SNAP, or food stamps, Social Security Disability Insurance, and Medicaid, among other programs. The budget, of course, will need to get through Congress before any of these proposals becomes reality. Jonathan Cohn is senior national correspondent at HuffPost, where he covers healthcare, social welfare, and politics.
Of course, we all know President Trump has said he wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and he has endorsed the bill that's moving through Congress right now, which by itself would be a huge cut to healthcare programs. What's remarkable about this budget is that it takes those cuts, the bulk of which are, so many of which are into the Medicaid program, and then it adds more cuts. They want to go beyond what that bill would do, and they want to cut the Medicaid program even further. They also want to cut the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is a program that dates back to the 90s, with a bipartisan program, and that has responsible for giving health insurance to millions of children.
There are also cuts to SNAP or food stamps. There are cuts to the Social Security Disability Insurance Program. If this budget is sending us a message, what is that message?
On the one hand, here they are. They are cutting programs, as I said, for children that give children health insurance. They are cutting programs that help people, families, mostly working families, put food on their tables. They are cutting programs that provide disability payments to workers who have been injured on the job. And they are cutting Medicaid, which people forget, a lot of the money in Medicaid goes to the disabled and to the elderly. So they are really cutting programs that are not just helpful, but really a lifeline to some of the most vulnerable members of our society, the old, the disabled, the sick, children. We are taking a huge amount of money out of those programs. And where is that money going? Well, on the other side of the budget, they are calling for these massive tax cuts that will, you know, overwhelmingly benefit the wealthiest people in America. So this is literally taking money from the people who desperately need it just to get food on their plates, just to pay for their medical care, you know, nursing homes, very basic needs. And meanwhile, giving huge tax breaks to the people, that narrow, tiny slice of America that has managed to thrive in a frequently struggling economy, the people who are best off and need the money least.
It was financially strapped people. It was people struggling economically who helped elect President Trump. How do you think this is going to play to his base?
You know, it is an interesting question how they will react. Trump as a candidate, you know, he promised not to be a typical Republican, right? I mean, he would frequently say, I'm not going to cut Medicaid. I'm not that kind of Republican. And, you know, he would say things like, we need to cover everybody with health insurance. Well, clearly now they are going back on that promise. The question is, will his supporters realize it is something like this going to go through? Are some of these cuts going to become law? And then they will feel it, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. And I don't know the answer to that. That's a political question. But there's no question at all that he has broken a promise to his supporters to protect them when he, you know, sorts out his priorities.
Jonathan Cohn is senior national correspondent at HuffPost, where he covers healthcare, social welfare, and politics. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.